Tune to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Touch is not only nice, it is needed. Why not consider giving and receiving more hugs? Scientific research supports the theory that stimulation by touch is absolutely necessary for our physical as well as our emotional well-being. Hugs require no special training or equipment, but can greatly contribute to increasing health and healing in our lives. Hugging feels good, eases tension, and is for everyone. This message has been brought to you by your hug-loving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Thank you. so good, good.
What you gonna do with me?
I know how to go.
I know how to flow.
What's that?
Good, good.
Who's that?
Hey, hey.
I know what you see.
I know what you need.
Drop that attitude.
Get in that gratitude.
Big butt, that's for you.
Pack it up.
Better watch out, beat sound, because we got it going down.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously, 'cause it's only life after all. Yep. The darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket, and I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. Now crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountains.
Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find.
He said he could see through me,
so I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper and I was free.
And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountains.
Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked light. I seek my source for some definitives,
closer I am to find.
I stop by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against the board, twice as cloudy as I've been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the doctor, and we go to the mountains, and we look to the children, and we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, and we go through the workout, and we read up on revival, and we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions that just keep pointing us in a crooked line.